Hi, I'm Mike Smith for filmbook.com, and this is my audio podcast review of Season 1, Episode 7 of Gotham, Penguin's Umbrella, written by Bruno Heller and directed by Rob Bailey. It should go without saying by now that Gotham's strongest component is Robin Lord-Taylor's performance as Oswald Cobblepot. The show's version of the Penguin is at once radically different than most other interpretations of the character, and yet still very much recognizable as the character. The show has otherwise not had a ton of success with its other characters from Batman mythos. Many of them at this point are just thinly veiled sketches of characters we know, relying on the audience to care about them already just because we know who they are. It doesn't work like that. But Penguin's Umbrella finally has a little bit more success in this area when it introduces Victor Zsasz. It could just be because Zsasz hasn't appeared in much other Batman media outside the comics. He's a brief cameo in Batman Begins and has a few memorable moments in the Arkham video games, but the scenes in this episode featuring Zsasz are the clear standouts not only of this episode, but of the entire series thus far. As portrayed by Anthony Carrigan, Zsasz is an over-the-top nut job, and he proves a good example of what the show could strive to be more often. The self-seriousness has not been working in its favor. The gunfight between Zsasz and Gordon in the police station is tense and exciting, and Montoya and Allen's last-minute rescue of Gordon almost makes up for 6 episodes of a dull story for them. I'm not loving the treatment of Barbara on the show, who even in her best scenes is something of a nag, and at her worst, she's a damsel in distress. When I went to the Gotham panel at New York Comic Con, actress Erin Richards made a point of how strong Barbara is as a character, but that's not something the show has made clear yet. And of course, the episode's big revelation is that Cobblepot is actually working for Falcone, infiltrating Maroni's circle on his orders. It's a fun twist that I'm sure will get expanded upon in the coming weeks. Gotham still has a lot of problems in its pacing and structure, but as these last 2 episodes have shown, the components of an entertaining show are here. Anyway, that does it for me. Thank you for listening to Gotham City's podcast. I'm Mike Smith. If you're listening to this review via our podcast on iTunes, please subscribe to our podcast, rate it, and take a moment to give us a review. For more of my thoughts on Gotham and other films and TV shows, check out my work at filmbook.com or follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/msmithfilmblog. Hope to see you soon, citizens of Gotham.